It's not uncommon for homeless people to lose their belongings during sweeps of their encampments. Today, a proposed settlement for Caltrans to pay for those losses. More on that from our own Jim Taylor.
Caltrans agrees to pay $2 million for destroying people's stuff, and instead of the five-minute warning that it has been giving before sweeping encampments,
they have to give statewide 48 hours notice before they come in and take people's belongings. They have to store the belongings so people can get them back, what they need for basic survival.
Elisa Della Piana, legal director, Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. She's talking about the removal of medical supplies, food. The group sued to stop the practice nearly 4 years ago. One result today, a kinder, gentler Caltrans.
In Oakland, Emeryville, and Berkeley, Caltrans will try a pilot program, something a little bit like street sweeping. A sign is up, people know when they're coming, they provide trash bags so that people can clean the campsites themselves, and try to do in a humane and communicative way what must be done under freeways and bridges.
Settlement subject to approval by the Alameda County Superior Court. Jim Taylor, KCBS.